In 1961, a department store executive attended a lunchtime concert given by a local band that hadn't made much of a name for itself outside a radius of a few city blocks. He listened to the half hour or so of music, wasn't terribly impressed, given the dreadful acoustics of the place and the band's lackadaisical attitude toward the gig. It wasn't until he met the musicians afterward that they made any kind of impression upon him. "I was struck mostly by their personal charm," Brian Epstein would later relate in an interview. Not long after, he signed the first contract to manage the Beatles, based on exactly that attribute. In the world of Hollywood public relations and publicity, where I work, charm is a constant. Personality is both an attribute and a commodity in show business, but not everyone is charming. The smart ones are, and the successful ones often are. I've worked with personalities as varied as Barbara Streisand, Michael Jackson, Vanna White, and Mary Hart, among many others. And I can tell you from first-person experience, charm is a major attribute of everyone who is successful in Hollywood. Does that mean that everyone in show business behaves beautifully and courteously all the time? Absolutely not. I've been privy to tantrums and meltdowns far beyond what the average business person has to contend with on a daily basis. I've thrown a few myself, to tell the truth. But I have taught myself how to be charming, and I believe that those at the top of any business, not only the entertainment industry, must do exactly that too. Can charm be taught? Certainly it can. I do not believe that charm is necessarily an inborn trait. Of course, some people find it more easily than others, but that doesn't mean we can't teach ourselves how to find the charm that lies within. We can study others, assess ourselves, and make the kind of determinations all people in business must make when they are honestly trying to reach the pinnacle of their professions. You can indeed charm your way to the top.